You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on 212 Degrees, The Extra Degree. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Note on 212 Degrees, The Extra Degree. Extraordinary results begin with one small change by Sam Parker and Mac Anderson. As always, let's kick it off with a quote. Raising the temperature of water by one extra degree means the difference between something that is simply very hot and something that generates enough force to power a machine. A beautiful, uncomplicated metaphor that ideally should feed our every endeavor, consistently pushing us to make the extra effort in every task we undertake. 212 degrees serves as a forceful drill sergeant with its motivating and focused message, while adhering to a scientific law, a natural law. It reminds us that seemingly small things can make tremendous differences. So simple is the analogy that you can stop reading right now, walk away with the opening thought firmly planted in your mind, and benefit from it for the rest of your life. That's the purpose of this book, to help you internally define and take ownership of the most fundamental principle behind achieving life results beyond your expectations. This simple idea has a singular focus, an actionable focus, end quote. That is Sam Parker and Mac Anderson from 212 Degrees, The Extra Degree. 212 Degrees. It's that extra degree where all the magic happens. We've talked about the concept in various contexts, but I didn't pick up the book until I was working on a plus one called Are You a Shoulda? Check out the link in the note, inspired by Rory Vaden's wisdom from Take the Stairs, in which he references this little book. It's a super short book, like jumbo short, and over 1 million people have purchased a copy. To put it in perspective, this is one of the few books my brother has. I think I got all the read every book out there genes in the family. Now, although I hesitated to do a note on it because it's so short, I realized that some of the highest impact notes are on the shortest little books, like James Stockdale's speech or essay, Courage Under Fire, and James Allen's As a Man Thinketh. So, here we are. I think you'll dig the little book. It's co-written by one of the guys who started Successories, Mac Anderson, and it's the perfect gift for a friend who might be into the basic idea of improving their lives, but not that into reading. With that, I say we jump in and have fun turning up the heat with a few of my favorite big ideas. First big idea, it's time to turn up the heat. Quote, at 211 degrees, water is hot. At 212 degrees, it boils. And with boiling water comes steam. And steam can power a locomotive. It's your life. You are responsible for your results. It's time to turn up the heat. End quote. What do you get at 211 degrees? Hot water. But what if you jack it up to 212 degrees, just one little degree hotter? You get steam, which creates enough power to move a train or a steamboat or your life. We've talked about this in a few different places. Pop quiz. Do you remember what this whole thing is technically called? Answer, activation energy. Michael Lardon is the one who first defined it for us in Finding Your Zone. Here's how he puts it, quote, activation energy is the energy required to start a chemical reaction. For example, you may not know that paper burns at 451 degrees Fahrenheit and does not ignite at 450 degrees. Now, imagine yourself lost in a forest, cold, needing warmth. You invest energy by rubbing two sticks together, causing friction in hope of igniting some paper and leaves. You create heat by your efforts and even raise the friction area's temperature up to 450 degrees without successfully creating fire. Sadly, you quit in discouragement, not knowing that the activation energy is 451 degrees. However, if you push a little harder and create a little more heat and raise the temperature 1 degree, the chain reaction occurs and the fire ignites, burning without more effort, burning by itself. He continues by saying great champions know that if they push a little more and prepare better than their competitors, they will move past the threshold and consequently set the stage to enter into the zone. The difference between good and great is immeasurably small. Sometimes all it takes is a bit more perseverance and you find yourself at the next level. This process of giving that little extra builds upon itself and forms the foundation for great performances. End quote. Then we have Orison Swett Marden, who puts it this way in his classic, He Can Who Thinks He Can. He says, quote, before water generates steam, it must register 212 degrees of heat. 200 degrees will not do it. 210 will not do it. The water must boil before it will generate enough steam to move an engine, to run a train. Lukewarm water will not run anything. He continues by saying, a great many people are trying to move their life trains with lukewarm water, or water that is almost boiling, and they are wondering why they are stalled, why they cannot get ahead. They are trying to run a boiler with 200 or 210 degrees of heat, and they cannot understand why they do not get anywhere. Lukewarmness in his work stands in the same relation to man's achievement as lukewarm water does to the locomotive boiler. No man can hope to accomplish anything great in this world until he throws his whole soul, flings his force to his whole life into it. End quote. So all that begs the question, how's your heat? Would an extra degree do you some good? Next big idea, winning Olympic gold. Quote, many Olympic event winners are chosen by a measure of time or distance. In most of these events, the margin of victory between winning the gold medal and no medal at all is extremely small. Examples include the men's slalom, 0.84 seconds is the difference between the gold medal and the no medal. The women's slalom was 0.82 seconds. The men's four-man bobsleigh, 0.40 seconds. The women's two-woman bobsleigh, 1.01 seconds. The men's 500-meter speed skating, 0.84 seconds. And finally, the women's 1,000-meter speed skating, only 0.84 seconds separated the gold medal from no medal at all. End quote. So as I mentioned in the intro, my brother isn't a big book guy, but he is a big sports fan. And one of the reasons he loves this book is the fact that the authors break down just how little separates the best from the almost the best to make their point about why the one degree matters. As it turns out, my brother showed me this book on the day I drove down to be with him and his wife for his first appointment with his oncologist after the surgery that led to his cancer diagnosis. And as it turns out, the Winter Olympics were on TV. And as it turns out, the event that happened to be on TV while we were hanging out was the bobsled. And get this, the top two finishers tied for the gold. They had the exact same time after four runs down to the hundredth of the second. And get this times two, the top three finishers were separated by only 0.05 seconds, while the fifth place team was only 0.28 seconds behind the gold medal winners, perfectly proving the point that little things matter. Our mantra throughout my brother's metabolic protocol to conquer his cancer, 212 degrees, Olympic athlete style. Little parenthetical fun fact here that always makes me laugh at my brother's sheer awesomeness. He's been so all in with his nutrition that he can plan his meals down to the walnut, achieving an optimal macronutrient breakdown that hits his targets perfectly, even better than nearly all Olympic athletes. So, spotlight on you. What's the number one area of your life you'd like to optimize? What would your life look like if you added just one degree of awesome to it? Remember, little things matter. Next big idea, 212 degree focus. Quote, 212 degree focus is critical to your success in business and also in life. However, I must admit that this is something that took me a while to learn. More is better sounds reasonable, but I've learned the opposite is usually true. Less I've discovered is usually more. This book is a good example. The reason, of course, is that there is something powerful about laser-like focus. Having simple, clearly defined goals can cut through the fog like a beacon in the night, end quote. I, too, have taken a while to learn the whole less is more wisdom, laughing as I am still mastering this. Of course, this is the whole point of Gary Keller's great book, The One Thing, where he tells us, quote, when you want the absolute best chance to succeed at anything you want, your approach should always be the same. Go small. Going small is ignoring all the things you could do and doing what you should do. It's recognizing that not all things matter equally and finding the things that matter most. It's a tighter way to connect what you do with what you want. It's realizing that extraordinary results are directly determined by how narrow you can make your focus. The way to get the most out of your work in your life is to go as small as possible. When you go as small as possible, you'll be staring at one thing. And that's the point, end quote. And all of that reminds me of another gem from another one of Orison Swett Marden's great books. In Iron Will, which is an awesome book, by the way, he tells us, quote, what is willpower looked at in a large way, but energy of character, energy of will, self-originating force is the soul of every great character. Where it is, there is life. Where it is not, there is faintness, helplessness, and despondency. Let it be your first study to teach the world that you are not wood and straw, that there is some iron in you. Men who have left their mark upon the world have been men of great and prompt decision. The achievements of willpower are almost beyond computation. Scarcely anything seems impossible to the man who can will strongly enough and long enough. One talent with a will behind it will accomplish more than 10 without it. As a thimbleful of powder in a rifle, the bore of whose barrel will give it direction, will do greater execution than a carload burned in the open air. Enter 212 degrees focus style. Then, continuing our old school wisdom on focus theme, how about this gem from Earl Nightingale in Lead the Field? He says, quote, if you should visit a ship in port and ask the captain for his next port of call, he'll tell you in a single sentence. Even though the captain cannot see his port, his destination for full 99% of the voyage, he knows it's there, and barring an unforeseen and highly unlikely catastrophe, he'll reach it. All he has to do is keep doing certain things every day. He continues by saying, if someone asked you for your next port of call, your goal, could you tell him? Is your goal clear and concise in your mind? Do you have it written down? It's a good idea. We need reminding, reinforcement. If you can get a picture of your goal and stick it to your bathroom mirror, it's an excellent idea to do so. Thousands of successful people, Nightingale tells us, carry their goals written on a card in their wallets or purses. Thank you, Earl. Back to you. What's your goal? Less is more. Focus 212 degrees style. Little PS here, anytime I think of fog, I think of this gem from Earl Nightingale as well. This one is from The Essence of Success. He tells us, and I find this fascinating, quote, according to the Bureau of Standards, a dense fog covering 7 city blocks to a depth of 100 feet is composed of something less than 1 glass of water. That is, all the fog covering 7 city blocks at 100 feet deep could be, if it were gotten all together, held in a single drinking glass. It would not quite fill it. And this could be compared to our worries. If we can see into the future, and if we could see our problems in their true light, they wouldn't tend to blind us to the world, to living itself, but instead could be relegated to their true size and place. And if all the things most people worry about were reduced to their true size, you could probably put them all into a water glass too, end quote. Imagine that, taking all your worries, like that fog, covering 100 feet deep for 7 city blocks into one little glass. Next big idea, prune the diversions. Quote, when did you last evaluate the tasks you do every single day against what's most important to you? When did you last evaluate them against who's important to you? You have goals, you have time, you have energy. Where should it be invested? Removing just 2 diversions from your life each week eliminates more than 100 distractions a year from what's important to you. Prune the distractions twice weekly, end quote. So Rory Vaden, who introduced me to this book, wrote another book called Procrastinate on Purpose, in which he walks us through how to multiply our time. The number one way to get more time? Eliminate time wasters. As he says, quote, "Eliminate is the first of the five choices or strategies that multipliers implement. Of the five strategies, this one has by far the widest swath of opportunity for time savings that we can immediately give ourselves tomorrow that we don't have today." He says, if we multiply our time by spending time on things today that will create more time tomorrow, then there isn't a faster way to create more margin tomorrow than by spending our time today just wiping out, deleting, or removing some of the things that we're involved in that we would be doing tomorrow. Just think for a moment about all the stuff that you're doing that you don't need to be doing. And the real power here is that you are looking for things you can just stop doing. No explanation, no warning, no ramp down time, no apology. What are the things that we can just stop? End quote. So, what do you need to stop doing? Is now a good time to eliminate? P.S. The authors also tell us, quote, "Eliminate 30 minutes of television or web time each day and get back more than 180 hours each year for something more important or fun, equivalent to 4.5 weeks at work." That's a lot of time for a little shift. Next and final big idea, the secret to success and then some. Quote, "The secret to anyone's success is what I call and then some syndrome. The power of these words is captured in a poem written by Carl Holmes. Quote, and then some, these three little words are the secret to success. They are the difference between average people and top people in most companies. The top people always do what is expected, and then some. They are thoughtful to others, they are considerate and kind, and then some. They meet their responsibilities fairly and squarely, and then some. They are good friends and helpful neighbors, and then some. They can be counted on in an emergency, and then some. I am thankful for people like this, for they make the world a better place. Their spirit of service is summed up in these three little words, and then some." End quote. You want to succeed? Do what needs to be done, and then some. All of which reminds me of Jesus and going the second mile. I'm still blown away by where that comes from. Do you know? As Eric Butterworth puts it in Discover the Power Within You, he says, quote, "The admonition to go the second mile relates to the right of the Roman soldiers in Jesus' time to compel subject peoples to carry their burdens for 1 mile. It was the imposition of despotism, but the subject people could do nothing about it. Jesus indicates an uncommon sense way of doing something about it. They could break their bonds of enslavement by doing what was demanded of them as if they really enjoyed doing it." And that doesn't make sense, does it? Butterworth continues, "When you go the second mile, give more to your work, are more thoughtful and kind to people, become a joyous giver and a gracious receiver, suddenly life takes on new meaning. On the second mile, you find happiness, true friends, real satisfaction in living, and probably a larger paycheck too," end quote. Need to go a mile? Fantastic, go one, and then some, with a smile. Here's to the extra degree that activates your greatness. That is a quick look at this brief but inspiring little book, 212 Degrees, The Extra Degree. How can you bring an extra degree to your life today? Get on that, make today an awesome day. See ya.
We hope you enjoyed this philosopher's note. Please go to optimize.me to download more.